You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 120, The Real Presence and the Church Fathers. Today's challenge: the early Christians would not have taken Jesus' words, "This is my body and this is my blood," literally. They would have seen them as symbols. Today's defense: the record shows that the Church Fathers interpreted these passages literally. On the Fathers of the 1st and 2nd centuries, Protestant patristic scholar J.N.D. Kelly writes, "Ignatius roundly declares that the bread is the flesh of Jesus, the cup his blood. Clearly, he intends this realism to be taken strictly, for he makes it the basis of his argument against the Docetists' denial of the reality of Christ's body. Irenaeus teaches that the bread and wine are really the Lord's body and blood. His witness is indeed all the more impressive because he produces it quite incidentally while refuting the Gnostic and Docetic rejection of the Lord's real humanity." J.N.D. Kelly, Early Christian Doctrines, pages 197 and 198. Concerning the Fathers of the 3rd century, Kelly writes, "Hippolytus speaks of the body and the blood through which the church is saved, and Tertullian regularly describes the bread as the Lord's body. The converted pagan," he remarks, "feeds on the richness of the Lord's body, that is, on the Eucharist." The realism of his theology comes to light in the argument, based on the intimate relation of body and soul, that just as in baptism, the body is washed with water so that the soul may be cleansed, so in the Eucharist, the flesh feeds upon Christ's body and blood so that the soul may be filled with God. Clearly, his assumption is that the Savior's body and blood are as real as the baptismal water. Cyprian's attitude is similar. "Lapsed Christians who claim communion without doing penance," he declares, "do violence to his body and blood, a sin more heinous against the Lord with their hands and mouths than when they denied him." Later, he expatiates on the terrifying consequences of profaning this sacrament, and the stories he tells confirm that he took the real presence literally. Kelly, pages 111 and 112. Kelly concludes, "Eucharistic teaching, it should be understood at the outset, was in general unquestioningly realist. That is, the consecrated bread and wine were taken to be and were treated and designated as the Savior's body and blood." Page 440.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com. Or head over to Catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.